My guest today is Sarah Flynn Hodge. She's the founder and CEO of American Freedom Company. They make the best patriotic clothing and stand firmly for faith, family, and freedom in America. Sarah strongly advocates for our military, veterans, and first responders, and she started a foundation for our troops. She's a mom of two boys and a diehard patriot who loves hiking in the outdoors, just like I do. Sarah, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be back. You look so beautiful.
Well, the reason I look so beautiful, thank you, is because of this amazing red t-shirt. And can I'm excited. Can I make this little announcement right now?
Tell them.
Okay. So the only reason why I didn't have a different shirt on is because I wanted to show you the front and back. But Sarah made this shirt up just for me. And I said, Sarah, we got to make more of these. So this t-shirt, I'm going to hold it up, says Faith and Freedom on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Is that not amazing? And these are the softest t-shirts. I'm going to have to order a couple more because I love sleeping in this and I don't want to wear it out too much.
Totally.
But what's great about this t-shirt in particular, I'm really excited about this part, is Sarah said, well, what would you like on the back of it? So there's Esther 4:14. I mean, come on, guys. Is
this
not
your favorite verse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of them. So thank you so much for making this, not only for me, Sarah, but do you think there's any chance that we can make a few more?
Absolutely. Your audience is so gracious and so amazing. So we have a pre-order up on the website right now. And I know we can include the link and all that great information with this show. People can order this t-shirt and be a part of it and share that positive message that we do believe in faith. We do believe in standing for our freedom. And I am so proud and honored because you designed that shirt. You literally came up. Those were your key words, faith and freedom. So thank you for letting me put the final touches on it. I agree. It is the softest shirt. It is available for pre-order now, and we will get those rocking and rolling and out to everybody who orders them in the early weeks of October.
And it's going to be a limited supply. So go there, get it now, get a couple for your friends for Christmas, mm-hmm. because these are going to sell out fast. I know they are. Ted, I showed Ted and he goes, are we selling those? And I go, we meaning me? Yes. he's got his own machine and a lot of people buy his hats and shirts and things like that. But I had mentioned to Sarah that, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't have a say in the design and I really don't, you know, it's all for Ted and his fans. So I just appreciate you, honoring me and this message, faith and freedom, because now more than ever, Sarah, I mean, we need both of these. How important is faith and freedom to you?
I think it's absolutely critical. I do believe that our founding fathers were believers. They do have biblically based values in so many of our founding documents. I know that it's easy to look at the blemishes of our nation's history, but no period of time is without blemish. And when we look back at even some of these forgotten documents, there's a great essay. If your audience wants to read it, it's called Constitutional Liberty and Arbitrary Power. And it's by someone who I like to call a forgotten founding father. Dr. Joseph Warren, he was tight with Sam Adams. He for sure would have been part of the Boston Tea Party had he not so bravely died at the Battle of Bunker Hill. And what he talks about in this essay is the importance of, one, just our belief. And he references the Lord so many times. And he talks about the importance of a constitution and how republics in the past that have fallen really turned away from their constitutional law. So I think those two things go hand in hand. And a philosopher from England, John Locke, he always said that we have the right to appeal to heaven. He believed that when law was kind of forsaken, that made us vulnerable, makes us vulnerable to tyranny. And he believes that the Lord has given us this authority to fight for our freedom. And when we say fight for our freedom, of course, you and I know what that means. That means peacefully, but intelligently, with strength and power and to exercise our rights. So I do believe that our faith and freedom go hand in hand. And I firmly believe that freedom is a biblical value. Scripture says, you know, know, as Christians, we believe in our Bible, and scripture says that the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He's giving us that big capitalized word. That is a biblical principle. I firmly believe it.
Sarah, not only are you gorgeous and a smart businesswoman, but I love your faith. I love the fact that not only do you bring up the Bible, are you aware of the Founders Bible?
Have you ever Oh my gosh. Yes, my audience loves it.
Okay, good. All right. Because I love the Founders Bible. Scott Kesterson sent me one.
I don't have one yet.
You don't have one yet?
No, I need to get on it.
I'm going to, don't worry. I'm going to send you one.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to send you one. So I want to ask you a little bit about your story. You have an amazing story. Can you share that? We've talked about it before in another podcast, but just in case people are watching this one or listening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes. So to bring anyone up to speed who's listening now, essentially, I am a single mom. I have two young kids. They're so awesome. And in 2020, I unfortunately, and what's turned out to be fortunately, I lost my corporate job during, do you remember in the early stages of the pandemic, the mass layoffs, Shemaine, millions and millions of people were losing their jobs? I was not immune to that. I lost my job. Ultimately, actually, couldn't afford to even keep our home that we were living in at the time. And when I lost my job to the pandemic, we were in lockdown. The kids were doing what I call Zoom school, which was a whole nother barrel of monkeys. And things were pretty dire. That was our sole income. So I started American Freedom Company from my kitchen table, not joking, which is so emotional to fast forward, by the way. We're in my living room right now because I'm in the middle of building out my office studio. And I was kind of crying yesterday thinking, 2 years ago, I'm sitting at the kitchen table, individually hand painting the American flag on the back of jackets, asking people to help me start my patriotic business by shopping. And now I'm building out my office. So that is just wild. So the next time you see me, maybe I'll be in the office.
I love it. And it's happened. I mean, it seems like overnight, but it's not. I know you put a lot of sweat in.
It's been two years now. And the audience was amazing. And I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry. Were you about to say something?
I cut you off. So go
ahead. No. Well, to get people up to speed, that time was the middle of the riots. You remember? 2020.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Yes. I decided from the beginning.
Wait a minute. No, I have to interrupt you. Yes. They weren't riots, Sarah. They were mostly peaceful protests.
Oh, right. I'm doing air quotes for anyone listening. Yeah. Right. I'm
sorry. I need to correct you on that.
You know what, Shemaine? Thank you so much for looking out for my verbal integrity. Yes. Right. Right. So I decided from the get-go that anything good that I have is from the Lord. And part of that is sticking by my integrity. And I'm going to defend what I love, which is our country. I'm going to be pro-America, pro-military, and pro-first responders and pro-vets. And we are going to support our police officers and let the world know that these are the values that we stand for: faith, family, and freedom. Well, what a time to do it. And that was so blessed. God really blessed that. Within 10 months, I needed a warehouse. I'm mind blown. The mind blown emoji. And now we just have a wonderful team, wonderful people. We are a little bit over, we're approaching about a year and a half. Two and a half years in January. 2.5 years.
That's amazing.
Now we have the warehouse. The boys are in a wonderful school. We have this, we live in a darling, it's so cute. Shemaine, the three of us are in 900 square feet. Would you believe it? But I'm so thankful. And I'm so, so grateful. And now we have the foundation getting going, which is in its forming stages right now. So here we are. And now I've gotten to meet wonderful friends like you.
I love it. I love your story. And I want to talk to you a little bit. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. And I have struggled. You and I talked about this a little bit. The past couple of years have brought so many changes for all of us. Mm-hmm. I see this, and many other people see this, as a battle of good versus evil. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Scripture tells us when it talks about the armor of God, that there are struggles of this world, but that we are really fighting the dark and evil powers. It doesn't mince words. God is not confused, and he's not letting us be confused about it. Excuse my misspeak. We are not to be confused about it. if you look at the very first family ever recorded ever, that's Adam and Eve and their two sons. Well, they faced a spiritual battle. Satan came right for them. The serpent came right for them and tried to divide the marriage and then tried to divide the children. And he had them pitted against each other. Mm-hmm. And he had, you know, it was a war of the mind. And ever since then, I think that we should be aware of that. Satan's going to come for us, our families, our children, and that spiritual warfare is so real. I've seen all of your content and your sharing on spiritual warfare. I've listened to your past podcasts. You mentioned many times that over the last couple of years, you really dug deep into spiritual warfare and scripture. And I think that's the best thing you can do, because I believe we have three ways we can combat spiritual warfare. After you really acknowledge, hey, this is real. This morning I woke up, I texted my girlfriends and I say, hey, I woke up. I think I'm facing some spiritual warfare and Satan really wants me to feel alone. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm not. Will you please pray for me? And they're sending me scripture and I'm listening to worship music. And okay, all of a sudden I'm feeling not alone and I'm feeling so much stronger. The three things we can do. One, we have the word. We have scripture. Two, I truly believe worship. I believe God loves worship. And that is part of our battle ready kind of arsenal that we have at our hand. And three, prayer. Prayer is not to be understated. And those are all things you can do. If you're not even you don't have to be a mature believer to do any of those things.
You know, so many people, and I start out a lot of my shows when I talk about my faith and I recite scripture. I'm not a theologian. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly new. I feel like a fairly new Christian, even though I've been a Christian all my life, because of the spiritual warfare. And I include in that spiritual warfare my illness, a life-threatening mm-hmm. illness that I had from toxic mold exposure. I had four different
you
types
almost
of mold.
Died, right?
Yeah, I had four different types of mold in my bloodstream, and I was diagnosed with having pre-emphysema, and I don't smoke. Mm. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, Sarah, if my life depended on it. And now you've seen videos of me. That's how I found you. I'm dancing sometimes
on social media,
and I found you, and I reached out. I'm like, girl, I love your spirit. I love your attitude.
Yes.
But you know, there is a spirit of infirmity, and that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand. I don't have all the answers. All the answers are in the Bible. We just have to find them. And isn't it funny that for me, every time I open the Bible, it speaks to me differently. Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain way that you study the Bible, or mm-hmm. do you have a structure, or do you just open it and it speaks to you? What do mm-hmm. you do?
I love this question. Typically, I personally go book by book. Right now, I'm in 1 Corinthians, and after this, I'll go to 2 Corinthians. Just like you said, every time I go through, I don't know how many times I've read both letters to the Corinthians, and every time it feels brand new. But if we are looking for, let's say, a great tip that you can use in Bible study that your audience can use too, I'm going to take any sentence out of the whole Bible. And what I do is I can isolate it by each word. So I'm going to give an example. Isaiah 54:17, I'm putting myself on the spot. It says, no weapon forged against you will prevail, or no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So that's a pretty simple sentence and a powerful sentence, but let's take it word by word. No weapon. That means not any weapon, no effort by the enemy, no bad thing, no illness will ultimately in the end win. I mean, it might be difficult now, but ultimately in the end, God wins. Okay. So that's the first word, weapon. That's something that has the power to kill you. I mean, Shemaine, you almost died literally. So no weapon. So no evil thing. And you kind of dwell on each word, no weapon forged. Okay. What does that mean? Well, that means the enemy is working against me and he's actually trying to make something against me. Against you shall prosper. So I kind of, if someone is just getting started and they don't even know where to start, find one verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Or the verse on the back of your shirt that you designed. Yes. Perhaps you were bored.
Oh, I love
it. There you go. For such a time as when? This today. What if you're in the store and someone reads it behind you and they feel encouraged by that?
Yes.
So that's just a quick tip. I hope that's helpful.
I love that. Do you journal a lot? Do you journal in your Bible? Do you color?
All big time Bible journaler. Okay. I can send you pictures and all the artwork. This is a really fun thing. I have two Bibles, one for each of my sons that I got when I was pregnant with each. And I write prayers in there for them too. Anytime they go through something or anytime a scripture stands out and I think of my sons, I'll kind of highlight it and leave them a note and a date. And the plan is to give that to them as adults. I mean, what kind of family heirloom? That's priceless.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. I wonder if it's too late. My son's 32. I'm still going to do that.
It's totally not too late.
I love that. Oh my gosh. We have to
Rocco
talk.
Would love that.
We have to do something just about Bible studies because I think a lot of people would be interested in that. And when I jumped in, I got one particular Bible that I colored in, and now I'm learning that, well, I learned a few years ago that some people use different colors for different verses themes. And different strategies, different themes. So do you do that as well?
I do. I wish my Bible journaling Bible is within arm's reach, but it's across the room.
Yeah.
So I would get it, but it's okay. I won't interrupt. So I do a couple different things. So let's say, all the earth is his, or creation speaks of his glory. Maybe I'll draw a little picture of the earth or some of the ocean or whatever inspires me from that, or his words
in your Bible.
In my Bible.
Yes.
In my Bible. Sometimes if his words are sweet as honey, I'll draw a honeycomb, anything like that. For highlighting, I went through a strong season, probably a decade, where anything that spoke to me as my identity as a woman, I highlighted in pink. And I kind of knew if I needed that extra strength or that femininity or that reminder of who God made me as a warrior woman, I could rely on that pink. And then I went through another period of time where I was trying to relearn biblical financial discipline. So anytime I saw something that taught me about money, I would put a green post-it note in. And so if I needed that reminder, so we could totally come back and
do quick and easy tips
Bible study with Shemaine and Sarah. Because those are doable things. You don't have to be a theologian to do those things.
No.
And we have to remember, God used the disciples who were the not hyper educated. They were fishermen.
Yes.
They were the blue collar boys, right?
Yeah. So I love it.
We can all do it.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have to do that. Podcast Bible studies with Sarah and Shemaine.
Let's do it.
Okay. I want to ask you about so many things, but what are you doing at Camp Pendleton?
Oh, thanks for asking. So actually, when your audience hears this, we'll have already gone. Tomorrow, we are going down to Camp Pendleton. So my company, American Freedom Company, and the audience has been incredible. And they have embraced this huge infantry battalion of over 1,000 people and their families. Shemaine, they are putting their lives on the line for us. This is true infantry, enlisted Marines and sailors. And what that means is if anything hits the fan, these guys and gals are our boots on the ground. And when I was there a few weeks ago, I found out a need, an emergency need, that many of the families were coming up short on diapers. And I thought, what? They're not able to take their kids even to childcare because you need a certain amount of diapers a day. They couldn't afford it. So then they're not able to go to work. I mean, they are just hurting. And the words were, they're running themselves into debt over these diapers and they just can't get enough. And I said, okay, that's not going to work. Let's figure this out. And I started an Amazon wish list. I opened up Venmo donations, and we are going to bring 10,000 diapers tomorrow, thanks to the generosity of my audience, and over 30,000 baby wipes individually, not 10,000 boxes, but 10,000 diapers in all the different sizes. We're going to build a diaper bank down at this battalion. And my goal is that we would be able to supply them with enough diapers for a year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep this open. And I have just decided that I'm going to use my shop, my space, American Freedom Company, as sort of the conduit. So people are sending their diapers there. I'm grateful to my friends at Camp Pendleton who have entrusted me with access to be able to make this happen. So that's one of the many, many projects we have going on. And that's kind of why we started the foundation. It was never my intention, but the reality is people are making these wonderful donations and we want somewhere to officially send them. And so that's how this is starting.
Oh, I love you even more. I mean,
I love you.
It's just amazing what one person can do. I'm going to definitely add the link below here on the screen so people can donate, because I know everybody's going to want to make a donation.
Thank you.
And we should. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. One more question. And I was going to say this is the most important one.
Yeah,
it's not, but it kind of is. We have to focus on our health.
Yes.
Because if we're not healthy, you couldn't go down to Camp Pendleton tomorrow and do what you're going to be doing. You couldn't continue to raise money for the troops. Yes. And you couldn't do all that. What do you do to stay in shape and to stay healthy? I know you dance.
Yes, I'm a big time dancer. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. Can I also ask you a question?
Sure.
About health? So my answer, what do I do, is I've been really intentional about making sure that I'm getting outside with my kids. We're walking, we're outside every day to help kind of regulate our nervous systems and everything like that. I have been so much better about watching my diet, eating more whole foods, not like the store, but you know, whole
foods, not processed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I am a sucker for caffeine, I'll be honest. But
I am too. I had 2 cups of coffee already and I'm on tea right now. So yeah.
My foods have been whole, but I do find for me, my health and my resilience, it's so much more what I put into my body. Mm-hmm. The exercise has been important. There are some weak points. I've struggled with my back sometimes, but I'm working on that and praying through that. And also, I do believe having a clear conscience and making sure that you're doing things right behind closed doors also really matters to your health. So that's, and I'm super active in terms of hiking. I'm always outside, Shemaine. I love, 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 love hiking. I love the outdoors. And my question for you was going to be, for people who are maybe just starting to take charge of their health, if they are on a budget, and I'm asking for a lot of my audience or my audience who are moms who are limited on time, or maybe they're also paying for extracurriculars or school and things like that, like me. If you're working kind of on a budget, what would you give as a beginner starter tip? I think that would be such a fun thing for them to hear.
Did you plan this? Because you know I have a book.
No.
So my book is called 4 Minutes to Happy.
Okay.
And what I realized, like, I know this is about you, but since you ask, I'll tell you my story. Before I turned 50, which was 10 years ago, I knew I wanted to write a book, and I wanted to write about health and fitness and how I overcame my mold toxicity, which I still battle with, but that's another story, but how I got healthy through natural alternatives. And I couldn't figure out what life got in the way. I just didn't write the book. And one night I said my prayers. I literally fell asleep with my hands folded on my chest. And I woke up the next morning like that. And I was asking God the night before, like, just, I don't have a name. I don't know what to call it. And the next morning, the whole image of the book came to me, and I just got goosebumps.
Oh, I got chills.
Anyways, everything came to me, and I knew that I was going to write the book in 3 days, and I did.
Oh, and chills.
Ooh. Yeah. And what this is, it's, you know, so many people are so busy right now, and this has things that you can do within the spare moments, the pockets of your time, 4 minutes a day. No kidding. And it includes things like going hiking. There was one time when I was on a plane and I'll never forget. I heard the flight attendants, going to the galley, and they were counting to 20, and then they'd all come back and they'd go up and down the aisles and ask us what we needed. And I'm like, they kept doing it like 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, what are they doing? And I kind of snuck up and saw they were doing squats in the galley, 20 squats.
Oh, I love it.
So do what you can do.
Yes.
Find the thing that makes your heart sing, and you'll do it more often. You can set your timer on your phone for 4 minutes a day. And I'm telling you, 4 minutes will turn into 10 or 20 or 30. It doesn't have to mean you have to get a membership at the gym. There are a lot of, if you can't afford it, there are a lot of great programs online for free on YouTube still. And you can literally type in, I want to do Pilates for 10 minutes. So there's so many different things. And my advice to people who are just starting out is don't start out too hard and too fast. And because what's going to happen is say you're, I'm going to run, I'm going to go for a jog, and you start running and you run 3 miles. And so let's say you run 3 miles three times a week for a month and you start losing weight, but then it plateaus. Mm-hmm. That plateau is your body's ability to adapt to that physical stress. Mm. God gave us this adaptation because, you know, when we were fighting off different things in our past, we needed to respond to intense stress, but we're not chasing, you know, saber-toothed tigers anymore. And we're not doing those types of things. So we have to manage our stress. And sometimes that's why we get inflammation in our body and we have to go outside, take a walk, do something, exercise for 4 or 10 or 20 minutes, and then mix it up. Yeah, do different things with whatever you can.
That reminds me, my son and I, we do family workout at home, lots of squats, and I let him pick out a couple of the exercises. It's so cute, but that's a great, that reminds me of what you're saying. Do what you can with what you can. I need to get a few copies of that to keep in my office as gifts for people. I love it. Thank you.
I will definitely send you a few. And one other tip, I had this jar. I was doing this online program and I was talking to people about giving them ideas. And we came up with an idea of having a jar where ahead of time you write in, do 10 sit-ups, do 15 push-ups, do jumping jacks or whatever. Maybe this is something for your kids or for other families too, to go in and pick out of the jar. Okay, Johnny or Susie, you get to pick out what we're going to be doing today. And, you know, it's a fun thing, and maybe it can spark interest and your kids' ability to stay healthy.
I love this. Okay. You and I, between the two of us, we are fitness, faith, family, and freedom. I love it.
Maybe that's a new shirt.
That's a new shirt. And we'll come back with our Bible study show.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. Ah, oh, Sarah, you are amazing. I am so grateful to know you and to have these little chats with you. Will you come back again?
I would love to. And for those who are listening, if they're not watching, I have to say, Shemaine didn't ask me to say this, of course, you are so radiant. And you remind me, there's a scripture in Psalm that says, those who look to the Lord's face are radiant and they will not be put to shame. And you are beautiful on your own, but you radiate something so extra. I have to believe that's the Holy Spirit in you. You look so beautiful. So I want everyone hearing to know that that's shining through to me.
You're so sweet. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
You, my friend, are gorgeous and smart and intelligent and an amazing businesswoman. And we're going to continue to support you.
Thank you. Put
all the links down below on how people can contact you, get your t-shirts, and also help the soldiers get diapers and things that they need.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you. And I'll definitely come back. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. And if you want to find out more about the superfood nutrition that my husband and I take and that has changed our lives, please email me at wildlywell21@gmail.com. That's wildlywell21@gmail.com, because there are so many different products and I want to make sure you get what you need. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. Have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.